And welcome back to This Week on Channel 9. I'm Brian Keller.
I'm Dan Fernandez.
And we've reached an important milestone today. This is show number
300.
So Greg put together some fun stats here. Our very first show was February 1st, 2008.
Right.
I remember it like it was yesterday. We had no idea what we were doing.
The studio was all black. Now we have three TV screens.
We do. Totally different. Yeah. And we stayed up until like 2 o'clock in the morning. You and I hand edited the video because we didn't have a production crew.
Right.
So we had no idea what we were doing.
We were trying to splice
together footage from three different sources. And we're like, how do you even do this in Premiere?
That's great.
And fast forward, we've had 3,000 shows, 3.5 million downloads, 5.5 million page views. Thanks, Mom. Thanks. I showed her the refresh button.
Oh, I was using load testing.
Oh, that's a good call.
For the RSS views, 12 million.
So yeah, so thanks to everybody out there who really made it such a great journey so far. Goldman has put together some fun footage. Stick around to the end. And the big thing is
to really thank, you know, Greg Duncan, such a huge help on the show. Golnaz, who edits it every week, along with everybody else.
Michael O'Neill, who was our producer for a while, Bob.
And all of our co-hosts as well. From Charles, Mark DeFalco, mm-hmm. Little Guru,
Tina,
Hanselman,
Nick Fillingham.
Nick Fillingham played guitar live. I mean, we've just had so many awesome folks sub in. So thank you for everybody.
And thank you all
for watching as well.
Absolutely. So,
well, let's get into it.
Windows 10.
Yes, absolutely. So key things to talk about for Windows 10 is, one, maybe you saw the announcement, there's a Windows Tech Preview.
Mm-hmm.
And what you do is you join the Windows Insider program, and that lets you basically download Windows 10. So definitely a cool place to get started. I think a lot of folks have watched the video. If not yet, definitely watch the video. And if you want kind of another version, Scott Hanselman has a nice walkthrough on YouTube as well, kind of walking through some of the new things for Windows 10.
Yeah, definitely. We'll get a link down there for Scott's video. Also, in the last week or so, we've released a new CTP. This is CTP 4 of Visual Studio Dev 14.
Right.
Lot of stuff in here. Let's just dive right in. I think one of the things that's been in Visual Studio for a while but maybe hasn't been as discoverable and easy to use are these conditional breakpoints.
Right.
And so here's a great blog post from Andrew Hall, who's the PM on conditional breakpoints, where he basically goes through and talks about how you set these things up. So you could say things like, only hit this breakpoint if these certain conditions are true. If I've hit this breakpoint 1,000 times, then I want to start showing up. Or
that's the classic one for a loop, right? So
yeah,
it's like it crashes on 1,000, so I'll stop at 999 and see what's going on.
Yeah, exactly. So this is just a super powerful feature that I don't think a lot of people kind of were aware of, that they've now brought basically to the ability for you to just right-click on the breakpoint and go to settings and set all those conditional parameters now. So that's really, really cool.
So a number of other things going on as well. So .NET Framework vNext and ASP.NET. So first, .NET Framework vNext, there's a number of improvements. So obviously RyuJIT, which we've talked about before, which is basically improving the performance of the .NET Framework. So
of the compile time or the runtime?
Runtime.
Okay.
Yeah, so some of the stuff goes to compile time. It's probably more like the Roslyn stuff. But and they have 150 new APIs as well. So and there's a nice spreadsheet that actually shows .NET Framework 4.5.2 to 4.5.3. So if you're looking to basically look at the diff of, because there's they've introduced a number of new types. They've added things like iRead-only collection, as they say, sprinkled parts of the .NET Framework libraries to make collections easier, more intuitive, and so on. So definitely check that out.
All right.
Next is ASP.NET vNext in Visual Studio 14 CTP 4.
Right.
So, we've talked about ASP.NET vNext a number of times on the show. The key thing here is there's a number of things that they've been updating. So there are some breaking changes.
Mm-hmm.
So before, like, there was a version where you say .NET 4.5 or K10 for some of the tools in the project JSON, which is what describes all the things in your project. That's just been simplified to ASP.NET 5.0 and ASP.NET Core 5.0.
Okay.
So a number of changes to projects, the project.json, the startup CS, and then other things like improving performance. So because all this stuff is compiled at using Roslyn, kind of in real time, there's performance improvements there. You can now use NuGet, with ASP.NET VNext and a number of other things. So definitely check out the post if you're playing with ASP.NET VNext. And the nice thing too is the MVC Music Store and Bug Tracker have been updated to CTP4.
Oh, those the starter kits you're talking about.
Yeah. Basically the sample applications for folks looking to get started.
Right, and I also saw there was a great post this week that a guy went and he took an ASP.NET VNext application and he shows a walkthrough of how to get that running on Linux using Mono. So we'll get Greg to link to that
as well.
Yeah. Another thing that's included in this release is TypeScript 1.1. The biggest thing here is performance. If you take a look at some of the numbers that they're showing here, orders
lower
of magnitude.
Lower is better.
Yes, lower is better. So it's orders of magnitude faster moving from the previous release up to 1.1 in the compilation times. So that's very cool.
And Azure Conf is coming.
Yeah, that's right. Happening right here at this very desk, I believe, is Azure Conf. This is a community conference.
Right.
So the content
October
gets,
21st.
Yep. So the content gets submitted by the community of Azure developers out there, and then it gets, obviously pruned to kind of everyone's favorites, and then Scott Guthrie, I think, kicks things off.
Right.
And then turns it over to guys like Michael Collier, Mike Martin, Chris Auld, friend of the show.
Rick Garraby, friend of the show.
Yeah.
Great guy.
Yeah,
and
definitely.
Chris Auld, obviously, has also been on This Week on Channel 9, actually.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, cool.
So another friend of the show, Corey Fowler.
Yes.
So he's put together this really cool, Azure websites cheat sheet, which basically is a bunch of, easy ways that you can dive in and find resources related to Azure websites. And so I think he just started this as kind of a side project for himself, just to kind of put together a bunch of links and things that were interesting to him. And he said,
right.
Hey, this is something that I think other Azure website developers would be interested in. So he maintains this on a fairly regular basis.
Very cool. So here's another tutorial. So Microsoft Virtual Academy has built a series of videos to basically get you started with Project Spark. So Project Spark is now available on, what is it, Xbox 360, Xbox One, Windows?
I don't know about 360. Certainly okay. Xbox One and Windows Store.
So the whole key is you're able to use Project Spark, and this kind of walks through using some of the tutorials, how you can get digging deeper into worlds, characters, doing things like publishing your application, using the marketplace, and so on. So if you're looking to kind of like go big on Project Spark, this is great that we have all this free training available for you to play with.
Yeah, I would love to dig in here and understand, is this something that I can use to get my kids started to program, or is this really something that is a little bit more sophisticated than that?
Right,
He's 10 months old. So I would imagine it's probably approachable by him.
Yeah, yeah. I'd assume so.
Yeah, but seriously, you've got Gavin. So.
Has he played Baby Smash yet?
No, not yet. We're trying to keep him away from the electronics, but definitely, I've got a laptop with his name on it that's sitting in a closet that will be a Baby Smash laptop when I feel like the time is right.
But awesome.
He likes to come up and Baby Smash my laptop, even though it's not running Baby Smash. So,
excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yep. That's cool. So you've got, I think, one of the coolest picks of the week yet.
Yeah, so this is, we've talked about Aluma Room before, but this is now Room Alive for my pick of the week, which is, it basically transforms any game into a giant Xbox game. So the idea is Aluma Room before was kind of like you're facing one wall. This is now a pair of projectors plus Kinect that goes and finds out all the details as long as the projectors are kind of overlapping, and then allows you to build a complete holodeck-like experience.
That's awesome. You brought up a great idea, which is this would be the killer way to build a haunted house.
Yes, absolutely. So you have to watch the video to kind of experience it. But just imagine, in one of the demos, they basically have whack-a-mole, where like little things are basically coming up. You point and shoot at them, and based on the angle of your body, based on the angle of the thing, you either shoot it or you don't. Or you can come up and basically whack the wall, if you will. So this would be so cool. Like, imagine you're going there and like this creature is basically coming towards you.
Yeah.
It would be pretty freaky. Or like all of a sudden you look down and it's like the ground, except it opens. So now you're like free falling, if you will, and you see things.
That'd be pretty cool. You know what we should do?
If you could get your son on that, that'd be great.
We should set this up like in a hotel room or something and not tell anybody about it.
Right.
But then they wake up in the middle of the night and there's just like monsters running all over the
place. Yeah, or you look at the ceiling and there's just like insects covering everything.
Excellent. So can I like download this thing? Is this something I can go get
access
to?
Right now it's just basically
just like a proof of concept.
Yeah,
kind of
because
thing.
You need the projectors and
of course, yeah.
But they've done a number of things to calibrate and they've really kind of just gone above beyond than just like, hey, this is like the actual calibration and it for it to work in any room. It's really the harder parts too that they talk about in the video.
Sure, definitely. So my pick of the week, this actually came out a couple weeks ago, and I've been waiting to use it as my pick of the week, which is that the Microsoft Cortana team, they actually sponsored the Star Trek conference recently. And,
right.
And in the spirit of Star Trek, they actually taught Cortana to teach Klingon, to speak Klingon. So you can
right.
actually say, speak Klingon, and it will come back with the Klingon phrase that, you know, all of our favorite Klingon phrases are there, of course.
Right.
So I just thought that was pretty cool, a cool way that you could extend Cortana to reach new audiences.
Yeah, I tried Speak Klingon this week on Channel 9 Rocks, and it didn't work.
It's just not in their vocabulary.
Not yet.
It's a very
I found the bug.
Warlike culture, so they don't really have things like Channel 9.
Oh, we can be warlike.
We are warlike. So anyway, we'd like to take you out with a set of some of our highlights or lowlights, if you will, from Channel 9 over the last 300 episodes. So thanks again to Goldmines for putting that together, and thank you to all of you out there that have allowed Dan and I to get away with doing this as part of our jobs for the last 6 years.
Thanks again.
Thanks.
Oh, geez. Our first show.
This
How's
is our first show, yes. Welcome to, what are we calling this?
We don't have a name. We're looking for a name for our show right now. I'm Dan Fernandez.
I'm Brian Keller.
And we are a nameless show about that does the recap of what's hot in technology for the week for developers.
Back to a very exciting episode of This Week on Channel 9. I'm Brian Keller.
I'm Dan Fernandez.
And we've got a jam-packed show this week.
That's right. And it's Win 7 launch.
That's
very
right,
nice.
That's right.
So RTM, baby.
Celebrating the general availability of Windows 7 with a little 7 and 7. And welcome back to This Week on Channel 9. I'm Brian Keller.
I'm Dan Fernandez.
And we've got a bunch in store for you today.
Yeah, we got a lot of Visual Studio 2010.
Blind searches on Bing.com.
Yeah, and some fun with Hanselman in a Hansel cave.
That's right. Brian Keller.
I'm Dan Fernandez.
Huge news this week.
Windows 7 RTM.
Windows 7, baby.
It's gold, Jerry. It's gold.
That's right.
Hi, I'm Brian Keller.
I'm Dan Fernandez.
And this is the 4th of July episode of This Week on Channel 9.
So, happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
To you, sir.
Yeah, you know, we don't have any nutmeg.
Well, you know the song. It's in your heart, Tina. It's in here.
Not Dan Fernandez. You're not Brian Keller.
No, I have more hair than Brian, but I'm getting there, brother. I'm getting there.
Yeah.
I highly recommend it.
You keep looking at that camera. We don't actually use that camera on this show.
So let me ask you something.
Yeah, we're
just
these
cameras are did somebody win the lottery, man? I thought Channel 9 was in like financial dire straits.
It's grown up since you started it, you know, 10, 15, how many years ago was that?
A long time ago.
Yeah. Bienvenidos a Canal 9. Me llamo Brian Keller.
Y yo soy Daniel Fernandez.
Y esta semana, mucho, mucho news.
Sí, ahora estamos hablando de Windows Phone
sí,
número
sí, sí. La
8.
And welcome back to This Week on Channel 9. I'm Brian Keller.
And I'm Daniel Keller.
Daniel Keller, my brother.
That's right.
Long last. A lot of people may not know, you're also a developer at Microsoft.
That's right. I work over in the Office Division and filling in for Dan while he's doing something.
My other brother, Dan.
That's right.
Yes. And welcome back to This Week on Channel 9. I'm Brian Keller.
I'm Dan Fernandez. And Brian, where are we today?
We are live from the Dev 10 ship party here at Microsoft's Redmond campus.
Yeah, so behind us is the actual developer division party going on. They have, maybe you can see some balls being thrown over there.
Welcome back to This Week on Channel 9. This is a very special holiday episode. I'm Brian Keller.
I'm Clint Ruckus.
And I'm Dan Fernandez. All right, we're here this week on Channel 9. I am Dan Fernandez, and this is...
Brian Keller, and you told me this was going to be a St. Paddy's Day edition of
This
Week on Channel 9.
That.
Yeah.
Jesus. And welcome back to This Week on Channel 9. I'm Dan Fernandez, and our special guest here...
I'm Sarah Ford.
Sarah, and we are wearing... you gave me this. New Orleans Saints. Do you have a good Cajun accent or anything?
Oh, a petit peu.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you like Dan and Brian, gonna love Nick and Tina. We're gonna talk about E3 and lots of stuff.
Welcome back to This Week on Channel 9. I'm Brian Keller.
I'm Dan Fernandez with our special guest here.
Yeah, this is Paxton. I'm actually on paternity leave right now, but we thought it'd be fun to bring him into the studio, and I have no idea what we're talking about, Dan, so we'll just kind of wing this.
All right, welcome back to This Week on Channel 9. I'm Dan Fernandez.
And I'm Brian Torrey.
Brian Torrey. What's actually, that should be Daniel Keller, right?
Yeah, you're Dan Keller, not but Brian Torrey.
There right? actually is a Danny Keller.
There is actually a Brian Torrey as well.
There probably is.
Actually, Torrey is not a very common name, so.
Really?
Yeah, we're special, man.
And welcome back to This Week on Channel 9.
I'm Dan Fernandez.
No, you're not Dan Fernandez.
No, I think you. No, I'm not Dan Fernandez.
Nice. Back to This Week on Channel 9. I'm Brian Keller.
I'm Dan Fernandez.
Yes, you
yeah.
are.
Yeah, oh my God.
Hi, I'm Dan Fernandez.
I'm Brian Keller.
And we are live at Tech Ed Orlando. Whoa! XML document, and if also, and if.
Jimmy Stewart will probably be coding F sharp. It's crazy. It's a functional language on the CLR. It's recursive. I did not know that. That is some wacky MSIL. Right there. I have never seen a stack dump go that deep. So I understand that you use Express.
Yes.
Yeah, correct, sir.
You want to do your
yes? Yes!
I'm doing something with the guy. Jimmy, I can't. I'm not want to be doing no G-sharp. I'm not going to put that language in my code. I've got three jobs already, man. I've been doing the build server, I've been doing the continuous integration, the TDD, the BDD, I've been doing the DDD. That'd be like 13 things, man. I'm not want to be doing that. It's not cool, man. I'm going to go code Java, man. Eclipse, that'd be the way to go.